Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smales reporting for WTNS News. Officials say it could be a leafy green Christmas for some medical marijuana patients as small amounts of cannabis become available for sale before the end of the year. A spokeswoman for the Ohio Department of Commerce says the state's first harvested marijuana plant should be processed, tested, and on dispensary shelves next month. Spokeswoman Carrie Francis says delays in certifying testing labs that gauge potency and examine plant products for contamination has thwarted plans to make cannabis available this month. She says large amounts of marijuana should be available at dispensaries starting early next year. Nearly 320 doctors have registered to become recommending physicians for people who have one of or more of Ohio's 21 qualifying medical conditions. Ohio Governor-elect Mike DeWine is creating a new position to carry out what he says is among his top priorities. DeWine consistently said the health and well-being of Ohio's children was a primary concern, and so he's named Leanne Cornyn as Director of Children's Initiatives, a position that he's creating in the governor's office.
You want someone who has the ability to walk into your office and say, we got to do this. This is not happening. You need to go deal with this. You need to put these two members of the cabinet together, and you got to get them moving because they're not moving on this issue.
Cornyn currently holds the same title in DeWine's Attorney General's office. In the campaign, DeWine had proposed expanding early childhood education, increasing access to mental health services, and reforming the foster care system. A Veterans Day service is planned for today in Coshocton. The Veterans Council, in conjunction with the Veterans Service Commission, will be hosting that at the Court Square, 11 o'clock this morning. Speakers will be Zach Miller and Sharon Byrne. She's the president of the Blue Star Mothers, the Hunting Rube Band, Tim Vance, George Clark, Sam Scott, and Mike Jansen will also be participating. A free Veterans Day dinner for all veterans and spouses will be from 5 to 7 tonight at the Coshocton Elks Lodge. The Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles is offering military members serving overseas along with their spouses and dependents online renewals of driver's licenses and state identification cards. BMV Registrar Don Pettit says that while military heroes are out of sight, they're never out of mind. Those who qualify can apply through the BMV website's online services, which the Bureau says will save an average of 2 weeks by eliminating the need to mail information to the Bureau. Sheriff's Office reporting just one complaint from over the weekend. Larry Buick of Newcomerstown was arrested and charged with violation of a protection order. It'll soon be illegal in Granville to drive while talking on a cell phone or using other handheld devices without hands-free technology. The family of a Granville High School graduate who was killed by a distracted driver in 2014 requested the law. 29-year-old Nathan Richardson was struck in Guernsey County while off the side of Interstate 77 changing a flat tire. He was a captain in the Ohio Air National Guard's 121st Air Refueling Wing at Rickenbacker Air Base. Granville authorities plan to post signs alerting passing motorists of the new law. The effective date is yet to be determined. Handheld devices under the new ordinance are defined as portable electronic devices capable of transmitting and or receiving data, including but not limited to wireless phones, internet-connected devices, text messaging or instant messaging devices, and computers. Under the new ordinance, motorists must use voice-operated or hands-free devices that allow a driver to keep both hands on the steering wheel aside from one-touch activation. Those in violation could face a misdemeanor. And people who produce child pornography are getting caught at a skyrocketing rate. U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman with the Southern District Court in Columbus includes the jurisdiction that includes Coshocton County. He says the number of people facing prosecution this year for the production of child pornography has nearly doubled since 2013, and the year's not over yet. Federal prosecutors say they have a message for people exploiting innocent children online.
You will be caught. If you are caught, this office will prosecute you, and you will go to prison for a long time.
Glassman says law enforcement is getting better at tracking the crimes.
A decade ago, we might have had one case against one person. Now we have one case against that person and every person that that person was communicating with and distributing child pornography to.
Authorities are finding instances of predators abusing their own children. In August, the FBI and Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation arrested six men as part of a ring of child pornography distribution. 34-year-old William Weekly of Newark was considered the ringleader. Others charged were from Mount Vernon and Fairfield and Franklin counties. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales, reporting.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 32 degrees in downtown Coshocton on this Monday morning, and good morning to you. It is time for the Communication Alliance program, and I am Mike Bechtel here with you until 11 o'clock this morning. And we have a busy morning on the Communication Alliance program. We are going to talk about art. We are going to talk about Thanksgiving dinner at Coshocton High School, and we're going to talk about animals as well, and maybe even have some time left over for our open phone lines to do some Monday morning quarterbacking. The Buckeyes won against Michigan State. They didn't perform as well as the score might indicate, and the sports writers seem to have taken note of that, because the Buckeyes, even with a big win over Michigan State, which might have been the best team they faced all season, the Buckeyes dropped a notch in the AP poll. The Browns, the best game that they have played in a long time. I think it was a huge win for the Browns because they beat a very good team and beat them soundly. It wasn't a close game. The Buckeyes outplayed the Atlanta Falcons, and Baker Mayfield coming into his own, and maybe some signs of things to come for the Browns. But we'll get to that in hour number two. Joining us here in the studio with us to kick off our program this morning, Ann Cornell. She is here from the Pomerene Center for the Arts. Good morning, Ann.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
And looking back on the Coshocton County Fair, I ran into you in the art hall there, and you were taking an informal poll.
Yes, yes, asking for people's opinions. And, it was really nice conversations. And we got people's opinions. It ends up, people love to give their opinions, Mike.
Well, that's what this show is all about. So let's bring everybody up to speed. Their opinions on what? What are we talking about?
Okay,
here?
So we're talking about a project called the Agora, which is a meeting, public meeting space. And by the way, we were expecting Emily Marison from the Extension office here in a few minutes. She'll be joining us because this is a project that the Pomerene Center is doing in collaboration with the OSU Extension office.
The Pomerene Center collaborates a lot.
It's the way life works. It's more fun. You get more done.
Explain a little bit about what this project is and where the Extension office comes in.
For a while, we've been looking at this project called City of Dreams, which is a temporary pavilion competition, and I really have loved the work that's coming out of there, and thought it would be really great as part of our art in the art park to develop a competition, an annual competition like the one on Governor's Island in New York called the City of Dreams. And so I've been tossing that around in my head for a while, and we got some things rolling last winter. And it's a great, so the Extension office, and I'll let Emily talk more about that, but is developing like a community development arm. And that's like statewide through OSU. And they have, OSU has this great architecture department. So it seemed like if we were going to do something like this temporary pavilion competition effectively and realistically, that we needed some partners that really knew what they were doing. We over time are going to develop hopefully a relationship with them. This year we are going to contract with a design firm that won the City of Dreams competition in 2010. And that was what we were, so that we have, they are credentialed folks. So we're going to have all our bases covered as far as just making a structure that's going to work by just partnering with somebody who's done a project already. So is that all really confusing? Have I just run little circles?
Well,
ask some questions.
How about this?
Okay.
The poll that you were taking, or questions you were asking at the fair, we had three designs to choose from. Can you give us a visual description of what those designs were and who created them and where we go from there?
Okay, yes. There were three different concepts that we put out in pictures and asking folks, well, which one do you like? And there was one kind of wild umbrella bouquet piece that was actually designed by a Spanish firm. So this competition is, they get worldwide entries. And then there was the one by Bay and Ha, which is the New Jersey firm that we're going to go with, according to popular vote. And they did it's called the Living Pavilion. So it's like a wood structure with milk crates planted two sides, one upper side with a hardy grass and one underside with Liriope, which is a shade-loving, grassy-looking plant. And they're willing to help design something specifically for the art park with a group of community people. That was the second choice. And then the third choice was a very colorful piece that was made out of knitting, crocheting, plastic bags. And that one was very popular. It was like neck and neck between this plant, the Living Pavilion, and this Rainbow Pavilion. And so I think we're going to be able to sort of merge the ideas and put some color in them.
With the understanding that people were making their decisions based on one image that was an artist's rendition, or were they?
Correct. Okay. Yes. They were all, I think maybe the umbrella piece was an actual photograph of the installation. So the umbrella piece won in the competition in 2015, and the Living Pavilion won in 2010. And the rainbow piece was a finalist, but it had not won. So, so we polled the community, and the choices were, people weighed in, it looks like, again, that we're going to do a combination of choices two and three.
How large of a structure do you envision this ultimately being?
Well, to fund this project, Emily, who is now here, we wrote a grant to the Ohio Arts Council. It's called Art Next, and it's for innovative arts ideas. And I forgot the question, Mike.
How big?
Oh, how big? Yes, thank you. It's Monday morning. We committed to making something that is big enough for 50 people.
Okay.
And basically we're looking at a little extra shade, which the American Bloom judges said, let's have a little more shade in here. And luckily we were already on the move. And a little shade and a little shelter, because anytime we have rain, we're done in there.
Yeah. Now, this is designed to be a temporary structure, right?
Yes.
Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, exactly.
How temporary? A year? Okay.
The summer. So the plan is to build the first week in June, and then through September. And then next year, We'll start right when we take it down. We'll start the process of getting things rolling for the next year. And we'll probably go with somebody who's already done something for another year, and then we'll start asking for community ideas and do our own competition after that.
Okay.
Is so the concept.
It's temporary, one summer thing, but it's something that would be ongoing, and you would continue it year after year.
Right. So it would be the summer's art piece.
Right.
A summer's art piece. And people really love the fact that they can go by or come in and there's something new. You know, it's kind of a hallmark of what we do in that space. The space is permanent, but the artwork is all temporary. And
Where specifically will it be installed? Close to Main Street or in the back or along one side one of the buildings?
Oh. Yeah, I believe, it's open to, the ideas. So we're going to put together a design team, and we'll be meeting, we'll be looking to pull that together in early February, late January. And so those are decisions to be made. But I think the most practical place is either kind of coming off the big gallery, the big steel structure, or off the back wall of the platform, which is the wooden structure. So in that northeast quadrant.
All right, very good. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and talk some more with Ann Cornell from the Pomerene Center for the Arts, and Emily Marison from the Extension Office is with us as well. We'll be back right after these words.
Ag producers, in a volatile ag economy, how can you protect more of your bottom line? Learn about supplemental revenue coverage policies from RCIS. Our full suite of products includes price and revenue options, including R-Powered, a new product with a higher level of revenue protection and increased flexibility. Need added protection? At RCIS, we've got this. Contact your crop insurance agent today. RCIS is an equal opportunity provider.
Locally owned and operated, Coshocton Federal Credit Union has personal loans up to $5,000 for auto repairs, broken appliances, travel expenses, and more. Stop in today or call 740-623-0527.
Wrap up lots of love with a gift from G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers. We feature a captivating collection of superbly crafted jewelry, brilliant diamonds, magnificent gemstone pieces, unique creations you won't see in other stores and she won't see on someone else. With so many choices and complete custom design services, we make it easy to give gifts that will be treasured. Wrap up lots of love with a gift from G.A. Fisher. Oh, and we'll be happy to do the wrapping at G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers in historic Roscoe Village. Wouldn't you rather say it came from G.A. Fisher?
Ever wonder if there's a way to save on all that cool new energy efficiency stuff? Well, wonder no more. AEP Ohio has a lot of ways to save on their website. For example, there's a program where you get paid a few bucks, and they cart away that old energy-hogging fridge. There are some nice rebates on Energy Star appliances and smart thermostats. AEP Ohio also has instant discounts on LED bulbs at lots of stores. Learn more on how to save on energy efficiency products and appliances at aepohio.com/save.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
This Eye on Weather is brought to you by Lock 20 Auto Sales, where we can finance anyone. Call us at 740-498-8811 or visit lock20auto.com. Lock 20 Auto Sales in Newcomerstown.
Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the lower 40s for tonight. Rain and snow showers likely. Little or no snow accumulation. Lows in the lower 30s. Chance of precipitation is 70%. And for tomorrow, cloudy with a slight chance of rain and snow showers in the morning. Cold with near steady temperatures in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation is 20%. It is currently 32 degrees in downtown Coshocton. We are back once again with Ann Cornell and Emily Marison talking about the art park project called the Agora, which is an interesting name.
When we wrote the grant,
We had a really boring name. It was called the Meeting Space. And we thought, you know, how exciting is that? Like, not
that's
at all.
Way too literal.
Right. But it was that was truly what the concept was. So Anne threw out this word, which was new for me. But as soon as she said it, it sounded somewhat familiar. And you had mentioned during the break, Mike, about how there was a place where you can go to see concerts.
On High Street in Columbus, mm-hmm. when I went to Ohio State, the theater, big theater there for the rock bands that came in was the Agora, and people younger than I am will know it today as the Newport.
That's right, and that's how I know it is as the Newport. But when Anne explained what this word meant, it's actually a very old, ancient word, if you want to give the definition of it, Anne.
So it comes from the ancient Greek culture, which is where our democracy comes from, right? And so it was a public meetings. It was a public meeting space. And it's just a cool word. So
yeah. And that was your idea, right?
What, the Agora?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was. It was Anne's word. But I will say the part of it, because this is a partnership with the Pomeroy Center and the Ohio State University, we decided to keep the part for the Agora.
Well, explain the Extension Office's involvement in this project.
Sure. So when Anne first came to me, I thought, I'm not sure how does this relate to Extension? Because in our community, when we think of OSU Extension, our first thoughts are our agriculture outreach that we have and our 4-H youth program that we have, the Master Gardeners, a lot of our gardening programs that we do that way. And now my role as a family consumer science educator, and, you know, people will remember from the past about canning demonstrations and, you know, there's so many things that we typically think of for OSU Extension. But Anne's whole reason for coming to us is because a big part of what we're called to do is community engagement. And we are connected to the larger university. We're connected to the Ohio State University. And she had mentioned earlier about the architecture department. So though I do not personally know anyone in the architecture department.
It has a fantastic reputation across the country.
Yes, it does. We have been in contact with them, and we are developing relationships there. You know, we work regularly with the College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences, because that is our home for Extension, but also for Health and Human Ecology. We work closely with them for Family and Consumer Sciences. So we work with the Wexner Medical Center, with the Nursing School. There's tons of different areas around campus that we know someone who knows someone who knows someone that can connect us to all those things. So pulling in from the university aspect, the architecture department, but then also locally, Anne did mention that we're going to build this in June. So when we say we are going to build that is not Anne and me. We are not building this. We as a community are going to build this. So this will be open for our 4-H members and volunteers and the community as a whole, but we're hoping to especially pull in those that are connected with Extension. And then it is a meeting space. The Agora is intended to be for public discussion, for meetings that anyone has for their community organizations, which would include 4-H clubs or anyone else that has an organization. So that was the main reason for being pulled into the project. And some of my colleagues that their specialty is community development have done some art projects with their communities as well. And so we talked with one of my colleagues from Fayette County about a mural that they had done, just to get some ideas from him about how they involved the community in that. University of Kentucky, you know, Extension is not just with Ohio State, but with all land-grant universities across the country. And UK has a really a great program that they do with the arts through their Extension. We haven't gone that far yet at Ohio State. Maybe we will someday. Maybe this will be part of helping that connection for Ohio State. But it's certainly not, even though it's stretching, and I love that, it's stretching for us, but it is not outside of the realm of what Ohio State would do with Extension.
And you mentioned that designs 2 and 3, when you talk to people, were very close in the opinions, and the final design is going to be a hybrid of those two.
Yes, that's the idea.
But the final design is not down. The blueprints are not completed yet.
So we have two concepts, and we're going to move forward with those two concepts. We will invite Behen Ha here for a weekend, not unlike what we did with Tim Franks when we designed the art park. There was a team of six people, local people, and we met over a weekend and discussed like what we wanted, like identified what we wanted the space to do, and then started working on design and how the space was going to look according to what we wanted it to do. So we're going to pull together another team and work with Behen Ha Design, and and we're going to see
Behen Ha.
Yes.
Okay.
Behin space H A.
What is their area of specialty?
They're an architecture firm.
Okay.
But they'll come as designers here, and then we'll also have to get structural plans done here in the state. So, they'll just come as designers. They've got to be very careful about that because they're not legally allowed to be architects in Ohio.
Okay, but technically, this is not architecture.
This is they're coming to help design, and then a structural engineer will do the structural verification of all the plans.
All right, and what types of people? What talents are you looking for locally to be a part of the team?
Well, we are looking for people interested in structures and construction and design and community. So we need a broad sector of people. Big qualifier is you want to do it.
Okay.
And most people who want to do something have something to bring to the table. So, but the job would be to look at the space, talk about where it's ideal to situate, what the actual finished pavilion will look like, and just play around and get something down.
Well, let's take one more quick break here. We'll be back around with Ann Cornell and Emily Marison talking about the Art Park Project. Some shade. It's called the Agora. We'll be back right after these words.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation is an integrated medical facility specializing in sports medicine, physical and massage therapy, chiropractic care, and physical medicine. Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation, 112 Chestnut Street, 740-291-8100.
You could see a plump old guy in a Speedo at 4 a.m. walking a donkey.
You could see David Copperfield, Rod Stewart, or the Blue Man Group.
You could see things we can't even share on the air. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Michelle from Dean's Jewelry here, and if you love Vegas and all its sights and sounds, you'll love this. Tell them, Noah.
When you spend $499 and up Black Friday weekend at Dean's Jewelry, we're going to throw in a Vegas vacation for free.
Get your flights and accommodations on the Strip for free.
Choose from MGM Grand, Monte Carlo, Luxor, or the New York, New York, and get two Cirque du Soleil tickets to top it all off.
Black Friday weekend is a great time to shop for gifts you'll cherish forever at a great price and get a free Vegas vacation, baby.
It's Viva Las Vegas Black Friday weekend at Dean's Jewelry in Coshocton in Mount Vernon.
The ring, it comes from Dean's Jewelry.
It is 9:30, 32 degrees in downtown Coshocton, and we have some more guests who will be joining us here momentarily. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving dinner, but we are back one more time with Ann Cornell and Emily Marison, a joint project between the Pomeran Center for the Arts and the Coshocton County OSU Extension Office. And Ann, Emily, what else would you like to touch on before we wrap up today?
Well, we just want to thank everyone who did vote at the fair. Thanks for everyone who stopped in the art hall. It's such a great space that we have at the Coshocton County Fairgrounds, and we were pleased that we were able to have a little display there and talk with folks. I always appreciate getting opinions on what people appreciate about design, and we definitely want this space to be something that people will use and will love and will think is beautiful. So thanks to everyone who participated in that.
And we also are going to need, I did not mention this, but we need plant expertise to make sure that we're, our plants are going to be happy in our space wherever we situate. Mm-hmm. So somebody from the plant world on the team.
We have a lot of those around here.
Yeah.
that's another great reason that this this design that it was selected kind of fits in really well with what we do at Extension too.
All right. Very good. Thank you both for being with us today. We'll look forward to the project and how it unfolds. It is 9:31. We'll be back right after these words.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Hi, this is Kelsey at the Jacobs Vanneman Agency. Give me a call at 740-622-1796 or stop by and see us at 530 Main Street in Coshocton.
Ann Randles from Job and Family Services.
Adult Protective Services is the agency that investigates concerns of abuse, neglect, and exploitation of an adult who's 60 years of age or older. We assess the risk and safety of the adult and link them up with services so they can stay home as long as possible. If anyone has a concern of abuse or neglect or exploitation, I would suggest that they call Job and Family Services at 622-1020.
Speak up for those whose voice is fading.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Hi, I'm Marcia Mattingly. If you feel you're not hearing or understanding conversation, and others say your TV's too loud, call us today. Beltone's new and advanced technology can help most hearing problems. I realize I wasn't hearing like I used to. Now I wear Beltone hearing aids, and I couldn't be any happier. 55 years and three generations serving the tri-state with the most trusted name in hearing aids, Beltone.
Call 888-474-9951. That's 888-474-9951.
Join us at Statements, your Paul Mitchell Salon, Monday, November 19th, 5 to 7 p.m. Get everyone on your Christmas list something they will use and love. 25% off all Paul Mitchell products. 20% off all Paul Mitchell thermal tools like irons and dryers. Blowout pedicure, tanning, and permanent cosmetic specials with gift certificates available. Just by joining Statements, you'll be entered to win a $200 NeuroCell hot set with heat protectant products. So come on over, bring a friend, check all those people off your list, and save big. November 19th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Statements, 501 East Main Street in West Lafayette, your Paul Mitchell Salon.
When a teen feels agitated, hopeless, or withdrawals, or there are changes in daily routines, activities, or behaviors, it's time to let them know you're concerned and want to help. I'm Darcy, the program director at Sequel Pomegranate Health Systems in Columbus, Ohio. We've been treating teens in crisis for over 10 years at our acute hospital and residential treatment center. Visit our website today at sequelpomegranatehealthsystems.com.
Advance your career in the growing sports industry with a master's degree in sport management from Ohio Dominican University. Because ODU's sport management master's degree is available 100% online, you can complete your graduate degree around your schedule. Want to fast-track your master's degree? ODU's accelerated format gives you an opportunity to complete the entire program in just 16 months. Learn more about our online sport management master's degree and all of our online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/radio.
The annual Presbyterian Church rummage sale is this Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. There'll be lots of clothing for the whole family, household items, electronics, toys, collectibles, books, and baked goods. Saturday will be bag day with bags provided. All proceeds will benefit the Presbyterian Church Women's Mission Projects. The rummage sale will take place in the basement of the church, located at the corner of 4th and Chestnut Street. Please enter through the 4th Street door. Again, make plans to attend the annual Presbyterian Church rummage sale this Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon.
It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season only at the Ram Black Friday sales event. Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $309 a month for 24 months with $3,442 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through U.S. Bank. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12/3/18.
In today's society, it has become common for people to select their own memorial, taking the responsibility off family members at the time of need. This allows for the design of the monument that best symbolizes their lives. A special monument can say so much about the person they represent. This is Tim Milligan from Milligan Memorials, and for 107 years we have been providing the honest answers and quality products your family deserves. Stop by Milligan Memorials at 1132 Cemetery Drive and let our family help you create your own special lasting memorial.
Call Milligan Memorials at 622-5833.
Did you know that the Coshocton Public Library holds a book discussion every month at the Senior Center? The group meets the first Wednesday of each month, September through May, at 1 o'clock. It's a great opportunity to share your views, hear what others think, and enjoy a friendly discussion. A good book is always better when you share it with others. For more information, call the library at 740-622-0956.
This is Tim Postlewaite with College Park Home Care. When it comes to selecting a home health care agency, there are many choices. But before you invite an agency into your home, make sure you know something about them. For example, if you need to contact the agency, do you actually get a live person and not a dreaded voicemail? Do they have frequent contact with your physician? Do they make you feel comfortable and secure? At College Park Home Care, we can say yes to all of these. For exceptional home care provided by an outstanding award-winning agency, call College Park Home Care at 623-4607.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
The weather forecast today is brought to you by Rapid Care, located at 235 Kenwood Drive, across from Taco Bell. Rapid Care is now open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The weather forecast today is brought to you by Rapid Care, located at 235 Kenwood Drive, across from Taco Bell. Rapid Care is now open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 40s for tonight. Rain and snow showers likely, little or no snow accumulation, lows in the lower 30s, chance of precipitation 70%, and tomorrow cloudy, with a slight chance of rain and snow showers in the morning. Cold with near steady temperatures in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation is 20%. It is currently 32 degrees in downtown Coshocton. We're going to have open phone lines towards the end of our program today. Joining us here in the studio for a little while this morning, Kathy Weibel and Jim Weibel here with us as well. And good morning, folks. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing today?
Very good. And whenever you come in this time of the year, it's like the gateway to the holidays, because we're going to talk about Thanksgiving dinner at the high school.
Yes. It's this coming Thursday, the 15th, at the fourth floor at the cafeteria, like it has in the past. All you got to do is call the school, give them a time you want to come in and sit down, and how many's coming in with you, and that's all you got to do.
Okay, so it's this Thursday, November the 15th. How many years have you been at this now?
15 years.
And you were part of the very first one, weren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, where did the idea come from to have a community Thanksgiving dinner?
We had an assistant principal. His name was John Madison, and he approached me and asked if there was any way we could pull something like this off, and I told him yes. The first year, I was planning on, I had big ideas. I was planning on like 500-600 people. We only had 250, but then it's grown since, so that's a good thing.
Well, it's no small undertaking.
No.
So what all do you have to do to put on such an event?
Well, in September, I let them have a couple weeks after school starts, and then I start on them getting these letters sent out. We have one letter goes out to the businesses asking for money. We have a letter go out to, like, the restaurants and stuff asking for donations of plasticware, plates, green beans, stuffing, stuff like that. And then I have another letter that I send to all the churches.
All right.
And then we have the beautiful flyer. And this year it's in color.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in living color. Now, do you have a lot of the same people that help you out year after year then?
Yes. I'm able to say everybody that we've sent letters to asking for either the money donations or the food donation or whatever, they help us out every year. We lost a few businesses this year, but that's to be expected.
Now, how much food do you, how many people came last year?
I think we had 625 or 650.
So how many turkeys do you need for a group that size?
Well, they do a turkey roll, and I think Grant would be better for this, but I think we had 23 or 24 last year,
mm-hmm.
and we'll probably have the same amount this year.
Now, who does all the cooking?
The lovely ladies in the cafeteria at the high school. I cannot praise them enough. They take care of everything for me.
Okay, and as far as you know, who pays for all this, it's in the past at least, it's been strictly volunteer work and donated food.
Yes, and it's the same this year.
Yeah.
We do not, and I have to phrase the do not, use tax levy money. We do not do that. I wouldn't do it if we would.
All right, and this is, well, why do you do this? Why do we have this meal every year?
This is a way for the people of the community to come in and mingle with the kids. We have the different groups in the high school that will be there to help. They'll seat you. They'll serve you. You don't have to do anything except come in, check in, and then go. They'll seat you down, and then they will bring you your meal.
Okay. And in addition to turkey, what else is on the menu?
Mashed potatoes, gravy, dressing, green beans, a dessert, which the school's, I'm not sure what it's called now. It was home ec when I was in school,
okay.
But it's not called that now. They make the desserts, and then we have coffee, water, or orange drink.
All right, and so your traditional Midwestern American Thanksgiving meal then?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the involvement of the students?
They will come, when you come in the door, they will check you in, and then they'll have another student or two take you to your seats. If you come in and you've got 15 people, they'll make sure they have 15 seats together. And then they will also ask everybody what they want to drink. They'll get their drinks, and then they come through. They'll have a couple other students help them. They'll come through. They'll get your plate and then bring it right out to you.
Okay. And about how many students get involved?
Well, all the clubs at the school, I know there's the National Honor Society, the Key Club, the football team's involved, the basketball team's involved, girls' volleyball team, track, they're all involved in this in a way to help with serving the people and stuff. And they get a kick out of being able to meet new people. If you ask one of the kids, you know, what's it like here for a day here at a high school, they are more than happy to talk to you. And but if you don't make a reservation, we will still feed you. You might have to wait for a little bit, but we will still feed you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the reservations for people that are going to come. And I know that you would prefer that people do make a reservation. It makes it a lot easier as far as timing things out, making sure you have enough seating, people, et cetera.
Yes, we have our first seating at 5:30. It goes from 5:30 to 6. Second seating is 6 to 6:30. Third seating is 6:30 to 7. Then at 7 o'clock, the drama club is doing their play this year.
All right. How do you make your reservation?
You call the school at 622-9433, and Miss John Lee will be more than happy to take your name and time you want to be there and how many is going to be with your group.
Okay, and what can you tell us about the Drama Club production?
The Drama Club production this year is Clue on Stage, and Thursday night at 7 o'clock is their first performance. Then Friday and Saturday they'll do a performance at 8, and it's adults are $6 and the students are $4 to be able to go in and watch the play. And I know some of the kids that's in the play, and they're excited. They're going to be there early so they can help with serving, and then they'll head down and get in their makeup and everything for the play.
Clue on Stage, and
yes.
And this is based on the board game.
I guess. I wasn't sure what the play was until just about 3 minutes ago.
Well, and when you said that, it reminded me. So it is based on the board game, and I am sure that the kids are looking forward to sharing that. Let's take a quick break here. We'll be back once again with Kathy and Jim Weibel right after these words.
You could win the Columbus Blue Jackets Ultimate Hockey Fan Experience from our Ace Hardware. The grand prize winner will receive game tickets, penalty box experience, line change experience, high five line, or Zamboni ride. Get your entry in soon at acecbj.com. You must be 18 years old to enter. No purchase necessary. For your chance to win, enter online at www.acecbj.com. Contest sponsored locally by Our Ace Hardware, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Do I have your attention? Vehicle loans as low as 3.49%. Need a notary? We have that too. Coshocton Federal Credit Union, 740-623-0527.
At Arndt Chiropractic, our goal is to help patients achieve health and balance for their whole body. We provide personalized care with superior quality whole food and herbal supplements, along with expert spinal and nervous system treatment. This is Dr. Gerald Arndt from Arndt Chiropractic. If you currently take over-the-counter supplements or medications, your body isn't getting all that it needs, and this greatly lowers your body's ability to repair, cleanse, and protect itself. This leads to chronic pain, weight gain, cardiovascular disease, digestive disorders, and many other internal problems. For complete health care well beyond just pain relief, call Arndt Chiropractic at 740-622-4659.
Well, we are entering that busy time of the year. So many things that are going on in our community, including the 15th annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner. This Thursday is also the day, of the 24th annual WTNS 50 Plus Expo. It's going to be held at the Coshocton Village Inn and Suites from 10 to 3 that day. And it's sponsored in part by Coshocton Regional Medical Center. Everyone is invited to attend. We're not going to card you at the door. If you are 49 years old or younger, you are invited as well. Admission is free. It's going to be a fun day. There'll be a Sunday bar, courtesy of Witt's Frozen Custard. It's the WTNS 50 Plus Expo at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites this Thursday, November the 15th, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Some of the participating businesses are Juanita Potts Family Home, Irwin Family Eye Care Center, Lafayette Point Nursing and Rehab, Coshocton Senior Center, John Ionello Agency, Trinity Hospital, Twin City, and Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. And so you can make a day of it, right? You can go to the 50 Plus Expo and come on out to the 15th Annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner. That will be from 5:30 to 7 this Thursday evening at the at Coshocton High School. And Jim, Kathy, what else would you like to share with us?
Well, I'd just like to talk a little bit about our Boy Scout troop who will be participating in the Thanksgiving dinner. They do it as a service project because they need service time to advance in rank. Anyway, they're there primarily to clean up afterwards. They help with dishes. They mop the floor. They make sure the place is clean and the janitorial staff doesn't have to expend any time. And that kind of goes along with the whole idea of not using any taxpayer dollars. And another thing I'd like to touch on is takeout. And in years past, we have had takeout available. However, the thought is that that people would come to the school, mingle with the students, see how things are going on there, and based on that, we thought, well, takeout, not such a good deal for that end of it. So no takeout meals, and that's unfortunate, but it kind of goes along with the whole thought of what the original intention was. And my wife, she works at this. She has it pretty much down to a science. She spends some time doing this, but now's our busy time going around picking up supplies, picking up plates, silverware, and food and whatnot. But usually runs pretty smooth. Volunteers come from mysterious places. You know, we've always had enough volunteer help, and but I don't think we'll ever turn anybody away. We've had different people say, well, you know, can I come down there and do something? Well, sure, come on down. We'll find something for you to do. But we always have had enough help, and hopefully that keeps up. And that's about all I've got to say.
All right, then, Kathy?
I do have to thank all the all the volunteers at the school, the girls in the kitchen. Without them, we couldn't get the meal done. They make sure everything's ready before they leave. The teachers come back afterwards to help serve and to help in the, you know, make sure everybody's getting seated, getting their food and all that stuff. So everybody is volunteering their time. And to me, that says a lot, because if you don't have your volunteers, you're not going to have this community dinner. So this is why we want to try to have everybody come to the school, sit down, enjoy your meal. Communicate with the kids. If you have a question for a teacher, ask one of the teachers. That's what they're there for that night.
All right. Anything else either of you'd like to share with us?
Grant, you owe me, bud.
Well, once again, if somebody wants to make a reservation, how do they go about doing so? And by when should they do so?
Okay. Just call Coshocton High School at 622-9433. Let them know what time you want to come in. We do have three different times we're serving. 5:30 to 6, 6 to 6:30, 6:30 to 7. Let John Lee know your name and how many people is going to be with you. And if you can do it before, by Wednesday at 3 o'clock, because they're gone, if you can do it by Thursday or Wednesday at 3 o'clock, that would be great. That would help out a lot for us.
All right. And as they mentioned earlier, they aren't going to turn anybody away, but if you make those reservations, it helps things go much more smoothly. Anything else?
Well, I think I'm
sure we got everything in there. All right, very good.
Just don't forget the school play that night, too.
And it is Clue on Stage. It's the 15th annual community Thanksgiving dinner at Coshocton High School. We've been doing this for 15 years now, 5:30 to 7 in the Coshocton High School cafeteria. We'll be back in a moment.
Parkinson's disease is a neurological movement disorder affecting an estimated 1 million Americans, including many under age 40. It has no cure. Parkinson's is not limited to how a person moves. It can also cause symptoms like depression, fatigue, and impaired speech. Today, there is a new diagnosis every 9 minutes, though Parkinson's can be present for years before being diagnosed. The American Parkinson Disease Association is the largest grassroots network in the United States, working to help ease the burden and find the cure. For more than 50 years, APDA has funded pioneering research and provided critical support to those affected by Parkinson's. Visit APDAoptimism.org today to find out how you can help millions live with dignity and optimism. Your action today will help APDA put an end to Parkinson's disease.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. www.noattacks.org. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Who's asking?
I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job. Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I was visiting my 75-year-old aunt the other day when her phone rang.
Hello?
It's you again.
She seemed nervous. Uh-huh.
Well, I don't think I need any more life insurance.
The caller was doing a great job keeping my aunt on the line.
Okay, so you need my credit card number?
My aunt went to get her purse, so I decided that I would ask a few questions. Well, as soon as I introduced myself, the caller hung up.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Recognizing the signs of fraud can be difficult for older people. Often they're very trusting and consider it impolite to hang up. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to educate seniors so that these scams can be reported to local law enforcement agencies.
Financial fraud can include identity theft, fake check and wire transfer scams, investment and credit card fraud, and online charitable solicitations. Unfortunately, only one in five of these crimes are reported. To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
I'm the king.
No, I'm the king.
I'm the king of this land. I was here first.
If you're the king, then I'm the prince.
For most farmers in the Eastern Corn Belt, corn is king, but soybeans are next in line. And if you're looking to bring home higher yields and more returns on your soybeans, see why more farmers around here are planting Seed Consultants. With great service, top genetics, and varieties bred for ground like yours, Seed Consultant soybeans are simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the lower 40s. For tonight, rain and snow showers likely. Little or no snow accumulation. Lows in the lower 30s. Chance of precipitation 70%. And for tomorrow, cloudy with a slight chance of rain and snow showers in the morning. Cold with near steady temperatures in the mid 30s. Chance of precipitation 20%. It is currently 32 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS FM. Coshocton, Ohio. It's 9:59. Let's get our news from the Associated Press.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are a lot of people in California forced out of their homes by fires.
Currently, we have roughly about 105,000 people evacuated in Southern California at the two fires, the Hill Fire and the Woolsey Fire, and roughly about 52,000 evacuated in Northern California, predominantly around the campfire.
At least five deaths have been reported from the wildfires in Northern California. This woman in Paradise, California, was caught up in all the winds.
It caused its own wind. All of a sudden, you'd get whirlwinds. And I mean, we're on so much dirt and the dust and the ash. We're getting in your eyes and just burning. It was really crazy wind. I've never been in that kind of wind before.
In the south, the fire started quickly. Mass evacuations are going on in Malibu. Flames are racing toward the ocean. Deputy Chief David Richardson with L.A. County Fire says this fire is ominous.
We have a column of smoke behind you here that still continues to burn in Ventura County. And we have some ominous columns of smoke over the Santa Monica Mountains.
There are two fires burning in Ventura County. President Trump says a video of an encounter between CNN reporter Jim Acosta and a White House intern released by the White House was not doctored.
It wasn't doctored. They gave a close-up view. That's not doctoring.
The White House took away Acosta's press credentials. A decision is expected tomorrow on whether there will be a recount in Florida in the races for Senate and governor. President Trump doesn't like the vote counting for the Senate race.
You notice the votes never go the other way? They hire lawyers. and the votes don't ever seem to go the Republican way. Although I hear, I don't know, you tell me, it's always the Democrats.
The lead vote counter in Palm Beach County, Susan Butcher, responded.
They don't like the demographics of our voters. I would wish that they would allow us to continue to count the ballots. We're just doing our job in accordance with law.
Losses end the week a week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 201 points. This is AP Radio News. Former First Lady Michelle Obama reveals her struggles to have children.
In her new book, Becoming, Mrs. Obama remembers trying to get pregnant, the joy of a positive pregnancy test, and then a crushing miscarriage.
I felt lost and alone, and I felt like I failed.
In an exclusive interview with ABC's Robin Roberts, she says they then opted for fertility treatments.
We had to do IVF.
And while her husband was away in the Illinois State Senate, Mrs. Obama says she was left largely on her own to manipulate her reproductive system, giving herself the precise shots IVF requires. She says fertility treatments led to the births of both their daughters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mrs. Obama also said she'll never forgive President Trump's bigotry and xenophobia during the 2016 campaign.
I'll never forgive him for what he did to our military. I'll never forgive him for what he did in many other ways.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
It is 2 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we're going to have open phone lines here in just a little bit, and Monday morning, especially this time of the year, we talk about sports and football, and lots to talk about with both the Browns and the Buckeyes, and the biggest win the Browns have had in I don't know how many years, and we're talking years here. Convincing win over the Atlanta Falcons. But we'll get to that. We do have in the studio with us for a little while this morning, Chris Sturtz and Haley Sturtz. They are here from the Coshocton County Animal Shelter to tell us about some upcoming events. And good morning, Haley. Chris, thanks for being here.
Hi, Mike. Well, thanks for having us.
Where do we start?
Well, I'm already concerned about cold weather and taking care of animals in cold weather. We're already getting calls.
It was 26 when I got here today.
Yeah, that's chilly. We just hope that people will make sure their animals can get out of the wind and the cold, especially dogs and cats. They can't withstand these severe temperatures. So we hope people will provide shelter for these animals, and we can guide people along. We do have a few dog houses we can give to people, but we can tell people how to make simple shelters for cats that are cozy and a windbreak. It's very important to increase their food intake. I see it in my animals that live outside. They eat so much when the weather gets cold. Such a difference. Make sure the animals are given fresh water twice a day, because outside water, if you don't have a heater, it's going to freeze. Animals need the hydration. It's very important this time of year. The air gets more dry, and the animals need to be well hydrated. And, of course, this holds true for horses, cattle, sheep, everything. Animals need lots of water and plenty of food to create fuel to keep themselves warm.
Now, and I know that you have a lot of outdoor animals at home. What do you do as far as making sure that they do all have shelter? And you're primarily cats, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. Well, you know, we're on a farm, so we have barns. Yeah. We have a cow barn, a horse barn, lots of other buildings, and we even have two specific cat buildings. So it's easy for me to keep the animals sheltered well, and I put a few heat lamps in the smaller cat buildings and such, but my situation.
I shouldn't have asked you for an example. You have specific buildings for cats.
Yeah.
With yeah, not everybody's in a position to do that.
No, but a lot of them are in my garage.
Uh-huh.
They just hang out there because they're close. Then they know I'm in the house and they're close by, and they hang out with our dogs. They cuddle up with some of the dogs, and it works out real well. But the people living in town, there are a lot of ways they can create small shelters and safe havens for these little animals.
All right. Anything else about the weather that you'd like to touch on?
Well, we have shelter, or we have straw at the shelter. I want people to know that we do have straw available, and if people can't pay for it, we'll give it to them. We're not going to deprive any animal of anything we can do for them. We also have our pet food bank on Wednesdays. We want to make sure animals are well fed, and these are services we provide. We feel it's very important to help people keep their animals and keep their animals safe and healthy. I had a funny thing happen last week. Two gentlemen came in from Licking County. They had two tiny kittens, and they had taken them to the shelter there, and they were denied admittance. So they talked to people, and people said, "We'll try Coshocton." So they brought them over. The mommy cat and a kitten had been hit and killed, but these gentlemen saw these two little kitties along the road and picked them up. I really appreciate it when people do things like that. It just warms my heart. And these, when men do it, it really makes me happy. There's so many kind people out there. But they brought the kittens, and the kittens are in great shape, and I do have a gentleman that's adopting them today. So that's a real happy story.
Why would they be turned away at another shelter?
It happens constantly.
What are the reasons for it, though?
The other shelters don't want to have to euthanize.
Okay.
So, and it's a heartbreaker because the animals, I just got word, somebody said there's a man around here, I'm going to see him, throwing kittens in the river. Now, that's bizarre. We're an open admission shelter. No animals should have to suffer. That's our mission, no suffering. You can't save the world. We take in close to 2,000 every year, cats and kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And we do our best with them. But our main mission is that nothing ever has to suffer. It's very important that animals don't feel pain, and they do feel pain. So that's our goal. And the surrounding shelters, most of them, they have a limit on cats, and they just turn people away left and right. I just got 8 from Stark County, all fixed and declawed. So a lady passed away. And this goes on constantly, the heartbreak of these families and the heartbreak of the animals.
Well, getting off on a little bit of a tangent, but since we're talking about that, the animals that are available for adoption at the shelter right now, is it high, medium, low, or are you stuck to gills?
I'll let Haley talk more about the dogs, but the dogs are really low, and they usually are. The cats, we probably have 150 right now.
And a lot of those, you mentioned Stark County, a lot of those come from out
of
the area?
Yes, because they're turned away by other shelters. And
do other
I don't,
shelters have similar rooms to
no,
what we... Is that part of the reason that you're able to do that?
That's part of it. They have cages and such. A lot of them have, like, adoption rooms now and a few little rooms set aside. And we do that, too, to a small extent, try to get some adoptables out visibly in the Get Acquainted room. But I just can't leave an animal's fate up to someone that doesn't know what to do with them. They want a humane solution to their problem. And we provide a humane solution, no suffering. That's our thing.
All right. So what can you tell us about the kitties you have available right now?
Oh, my gosh. they're wonderful.
Yeah. Start with Mittens.
Oh, Mittens. Mittens is gigantic.
I saw Mittens on the internet.
Oh, he's beautiful.
He is.
Gray and white. His owner had to surrender him for things beyond her control. And we don't pass judgment on people. Just get them to us. Don't just drive them out in the strip mines and dump them. But Mittens, and then...
Now, Mittens, if I read correctly, was a Maine Coon mix.
He's big, long-haired.
Pushing probably 20
like,
pounds.
Yeah,
he's a big boy.
He's cute. But one of the cats that came in with him, she's gorgeous and so friendly. I bet she weighs 30 pounds. She's a short-haired tiger cat. She is the cutest thing. She's just beautiful.
Is she, how do I put this, big boned or?
No, I think she's just fat.
Watermelon shaped, okay.
The woman did an amazing job with these kitties. They're so beautiful. I'm hoping she can come back for at least one, but we just don't know. That happens once in a while in this wonderful But we just have such a variety, tiger cats, calico cats, any color that anyone would want, we've got it. And many of them, like I say, are already spayed and neutered, so they're good to go. We do the core vaccines. We vaccinate, we deworm. If they have any bowel problems, we treat them for that. We do things that we can do within the shelter. And then I'll let Haley talk about our transfer programs, which usually is with the dogs. We get to send a few cats out, but everybody's overloaded with cats.
Yeah.
But other counties up north, they love our dogs because we get the neatest variety, beautiful animals.
All right, Haley?
So right now we are doing pretty well in the kennel. Of course, that can change at any time, and that's kind of how we operate day to day, is that we know that today could be very quiet, and within 3 days it can be very, very busy. Right now we have a German Shepherd who came in over the weekend. We were very surprised to not hear from an owner because she is beautiful and she's young. So she will be coming available here in the next couple of days. We extended her stray hold in hopes that maybe someone is still going to be looking for her. We will have her spayed prior to leaving the shelter. With her being purebred, we really try to be very careful. We want all of the animals altered, you know, and that's per our contract, and they sign up for our clinics, and we make sure that's done in a timely fashion if they can't be done before leaving the shelter. But with this little girl, we're really going to be protective of her because we're always, you know, concerned about breeding purposes and maybe not, you know, making her a part of a home, but being utilized for other things. So we're being very protective of this girl, but she's beautiful and she's very sweet, and she'll be available this week. And we wanted to mention too, with it being Veterans Day, in honor of Veterans Day, we of course want to say thank you to all of our service members. And in honor of everything that they do, we welcome them to come to the shelter Tuesday through Friday, and we are going to have reduced adoption fee rates. So if the animals are fixed and ready to go, they are going to be at a reduced adoption fee for service members. So we encourage everybody to come out. We are closed today for the holiday. Of course, we will be in and out because that's every day. But Tuesday through Friday, we are going to have a special for veterans. And we've got some really nice cats. And of course, you never know what owner's under dog are going to walk through the door that'll be ready to go as well. So we encourage them to visit the shelter this week.
What is it about Coshocton County shelters with the dogs that that we do that apparently some of the others can't? Why are the dogs here able to find homes?
Transport, yeah. You mean regarding the transfer program?
Uh-huh.
So what we see a lot with our partners, and I'm working very closely with these coordinators, these shelter managers. I follow our dogs. I know what's going on. We check in constantly, and we receive updates. So up at the Cleveland APL, for example, who does a lot of pulling from us, they get a lot of pit bulls. And, you know, it's nothing against pit bulls. It's just there's so many of them, and it's so hard to find them committed, stable, loving homes. Pit bulls are victimized at a higher rate than a lot of other dogs. So in these big cities, you just see them pouring and filling in the shelters. We have it down here as well. But these other types that are like beagles and coonhounds and being a hunting community, those little beagles may seem, you know, plentiful around here and might not be held and revered the same way. But up north, people love beagles for their pets, you know, mm-hmm. to keep them in their homes. So it's really interesting to kind of see the dynamics throughout the state because you find, you know, these
different breeds,
places. And it's funny because you wouldn't normally think of, you know, the beagle types and the hound types because we see so many of them just kind of discarded here. They fill up our shelters often. They want to pull them and they really like taking them on. And of course, private adoption and getting them home is always the goal, but short stays are also the goal. And it's very important to keep the dogs moving and grooving because of stress and illness concerns. And it's really hard to be in a kennel, you know, multiple days. So our goal is to get them moving. And fortunately, we have wonderful partners that are 501c3. You know, they have staff vets. They have all these resources and they love to help us with our animals. And we really, really appreciate them. And we are saving hundreds of lives with this program. In the past 2 years, we have seen huge number drops in our kennel. It's just amazing. And kitties and bunnies sometimes get to go too.
Well, and that's good news. And I would suppose these days with you know, with the internet and communication and databases and so forth, that does help make it does remove some of the barriers for finding home.
And we just don't have that out. You know, we don't have these people like adopters coming in as, you know, we have adopters that come in and browse and such. But up there, you know, at Cleveland, this is tons of people coming in, you know, from all over the place. So the dogs are viewed more frequently and adopted more quickly because there's just more action. There's more people. There's more going on. And they, you know, with our little staff, you know, it's really hard for us. We're there 7 days a week, but it's hard for us to be open 7 days a week to the public. So it's just really nice because it's helping us do what's best for the animals and then still be able to do all the other things that we need to do, you know, after hours and before and just taking care of everybody. And we get updates all the time. We just got a wonderful update from a Cleveland adopter about a really old German Shepherd named Brandy, and she adores her. And that was so wonderful to get that update because we loved her so much, and it's hard to let them go no matter what. When we send them off, we worry and we wonder, you know, where are you going to end up? But when we get that update, it makes everything worth doing.
One more thing before we get that, I want to ask you before we get to a break here. We've got the holidays upon us, and oftentimes people will consider giving a pet for a gift at the holidays. I know we've talked about this before, but I would like to get your thoughts on
that. It's never a good idea to surprise. Now, if you're a parent, you know, if you're the parents and this is for your child, then obviously you're making this decision. But to just spring one on somebody, we really, you know, do not recommend doing that. We also, just as we do at Easter time, it's really fun to get something, you know, around the holidays. But that puppy or that kitten is going to grow up very quickly, and you need to be prepared for the vetting expenses, the spaying and neutering, everything that goes into that. We really stress forever commitments because every single day we have a discarded pet coming in our doors that somebody no longer wants. And it's heartbreaking to see that because, you know, last year's Christmas present grows up and then you see them in the shelter only a few months later. So we really encourage people to think about this for the long term and also consider the breed that you're adopting. Or, you know, we really don't encourage buying. Obviously, there's purebred sitting all over in rescues and shelters. But think about what that's going to be when it's big. Great Dane puppies are super cute when they're little, but they're going to grow into these 100-plus pound dogs. Are you really ready to do that for the next 15 to 20 years? And that's a question we want everybody to ask at any time when they're choosing adoption.
Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with Haley Sturts and Chris Sturts from the Coshocton County Animal Shelter right after these words.
Why wait? Build your community by pursuing a high-paying, in-demand career in engineering technology at Central Ohio Technical College. Earn an associate's degree in architectural engineering technology, civil engineering technology, electrical engineering technology, heavy equipment operation technology, manufacturing engineering technology, or mechanical engineering technology. Take classes in Coshocton, Newark, Pataskala, or the Knox campus in Mount Vernon. Learn more at cotc.edu/engtech. Central Ohio Technical College, education that pays.
You can save up to $300 during Serta's Instant Savings event at Wilson Carpet and Furniture. Purchase an iComfort mattress and customize your sleep experience with a Serta adjustable base. Savings vary by model and size. Also save on Serta Perfect Sleepers and White Dove two-sided mattresses, now through December 1st. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street.
Hi, this is Belinda Lacey, Realtor with Old Town Realty. My experience has proven good communication is a key element when buying or selling a home. Bankers, buyers, sellers, agents, title companies, inspectors, appraisers, and more all have an important part to play in any real estate transaction. If you're looking for a professional with excellent communication and coordination skills, give me a call, 740-294-8869. Remember, the Lacey team is here for you.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867.
Hey, guys. Casey Allen here to let you know that my good friends down at Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation have a fully equipped physical therapy department. So if you need any type of physical therapy at all, give them a call at 740-291-8100. I promise you they'll do a fantastic job.
Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the lower 40s. For tonight, rain and snow showers likely. Little or no snow accumulation. Lows in the lower 30s. Chance of precipitation 70%. And for tomorrow, cloudy with a slight chance of rain and snow showers in the morning. Cold with near steady temperatures in the mid 30s. Chance of precipitation is 20%. It is currently 32 degrees in downtown Coshocton. We're going to have open phone lines here in just a little bit. We're back once again with Chris Sturtz and Haley Sturtz from the Coshocton County Animal Shelter. And I know that you have a lot of people that help out with donations and businesses and organizations that help as well.
We do. We're very fortunate to have such an animal-loving community. We couldn't do everything we do without them.
All right.
I really do appreciate it.
Any in particular you'd like to mention?
Well, we are going to be hanging out Friday, November 16th, during the Miracle on Main celebration. We encourage the public that's going to be kind of hanging out, you know, watching the parade and such, to come down to Coshocton Furniture and visit with some adoptable animals. The adoption fees for these animals are going to be sponsored by the kind folks of Coshocton Furniture. We appreciate Mr. Appas doing that for us. For 9 years in a row and counting, they have had a food collection and a 50-50 raffle benefiting our shelter. So the 50-50 is now over $450, and it continues to climb. Folks are welcome to enter that evening as well. The drawing will take place November 23rd. The store is also hosting a pet food drive, so this will continue through December. All brands of pet food are welcome and deeply appreciated, and we really appreciate all the local donors and the businesses that have helped Coshocton Furniture make this successful. So it sounds like it's going to be fun. I know it's going to be chilly Friday. We're all going to bundle up. We're bringing some dogs. We'll walk in the parade, and then we'll have some down there at the furniture store on Main Street.
All right. Very good. And Chris, what else do you have for us today?
I just want to make sure people know that we at the Animal Shelter are there to serve this community, the animals and the people who love them. And I want to make sure that people know we even help with veterinary bills for people. We often cover the office visit. We really appreciate all the blankets and towels and food that people bring in. We get so much support. It's just wonderful. And I want people to know, even cash donations, everything goes into helping animals. And I'm just so proud of our shelter. And we get so many compliments from people throughout the state that, of course, need to use our shelter for their cats. But I really appreciate everything this community does, and we're working hard for all of you. Thank you so much, and thank you, veterans.
All right. Thank you both for being with us today. That's Haley Sturtz and Chris Sturtz from the Coshocton County Animal Shelter, helping find homes for animals in our communities and, in some cases, other communities as well. 10:23 is the time. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. Give me a call.
This is Phil Kovic of Century 21 Court Square Realty. Century 21 wants to invite you to the WTNS 24th Annual 50 Plus Expo, being held at the Coshocton Village Inn and Suites November 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. A Century 21 agent will be present to answer your real estate question. Century 21, your real estate partner.
It's a November to remember at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton. Hi, I'm Rich West. We're celebrating Black Friday all month long, and it's your chance to save. Like $10,000 off MSRP on the new redesigned 2019 Ram pickup. Bring us your clean trade because we're paying top dollar. Our pre-owned selection is amazing too, so whatever your budget, we can help. Come in for Black Friday savings all month long at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
If you want to recycle, you have to have a can-do attitude.
Did you know that one aluminum can has enough energy to power your TV for 3 hours?
Recycling can literally save wildlife. But trash is not a joke, though.
Trash can be changed from garbage to school supplies to children who need them. Recycling makes a big difference to our planet. More info on recycling, call 740-575-4831.
We know you can do it.
Sponsored by CFLP, Solid Waste District, and Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention.
Coshocton Federal Credit Union has Visa credit cards with an introductory rate of 0% APR for 6 months. Stop in today. Stay in the know. Follow us on Facebook.
It is 10:25, and we have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. And where would you like to begin? All sorts of different directions that we could go, whether it's the holidays, whether it's goings on across our country, whether it is sports. And I'm going to start with the latter. The Cleveland Browns yesterday played a good, solid football game. And look good doing it. You saw passion in the way that they were playing. The defense played well, you know, against Matt Ryan and the Falcons. The offense, Nick Chubb with the longest run from scrimmage, touchdown run from scrimmage in Cleveland Browns history. And I heard them say that yesterday. I was watching the game, and they were pretty quick with that stat as well. The first thing that came to mind to me was, well, what about Jim Brown? And as it turns out, Jim Brown wasn't even the previous record holder. Jim Brown's longest was an 80-yard run for a touchdown. Nick Chubb streaked 92 yards for a touchdown yesterday, and the previous team record was held by Bobby Mitchell, who had a 90-yard touchdown run against Washington on November the 15th, 1959. So you add Nick Chubb's 92-yard touchdown run into his numbers, and he put up some monster yardage. Let's see, 176 yards on 20 carries. So the Browns found, and he looked good doing it, too. Phone lines are open to talk about that, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Now, the Browns are now 3-6-1 on the season, but yesterday's game was surely a breath of fresh air. I kind of expected to see improved play after Hugh Jackson was gone, because the interim coach, Greg Williams, he's playing with house money right now. He's got nothing to lose. I think one of the things that stood out for me is that they just stopped running players, stopped running plays that the players didn't like. There was one play that I thought was kind of goofy. I would have thought different if it had worked, but the play, and I forget who was the who had the ball, and it was supposed to be a receiver. Was it? I don't think it was Callaway. But Baker Mayfield ran down the field, and he was expected to be the receiver, and it was just a terrible throw and was intercepted. Didn't look like an NFL quarterback threw it. It was just a terrible interception. Other than that, the play calling looked pretty good, mixing up the run and the pass. So the Browns, are they going to the playoffs this year? Well, no, but I think it was a pivotal game for the Browns and their future for a number of reasons. Well, the main reason is that they won convincingly. They outplayed Atlanta, a pretty good team. It wasn't a close game. It didn't go to overtime. 28-16 sounds kind of close, but it really wasn't that close. So we can chat about that if you would like. And then there's the Buckeyes. The Buckeyes beat Michigan State, but Michigan State self-destructed there in the fourth quarter. The Buckeyes did put it away by scoring 14 unanswered points, but Michigan State turning it over and sputtering in the red zone. So good to see the Buckeyes win, but that first half, the Buckeyes looking rather ordinary, and it looks like the sports writers picked up on that as well, because despite the Buckeyes with a victory over another ranked team, the Buckeyes moved down a notch. Had West Virginia and Washington State moved ahead of the Buckeyes. So your thoughts on any of that in the world of sports, give me a call and let me know. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. We have nothing but open phone lines all the way up to 11 o'clock this morning.
Hi, my name is Valerie Crawford, and I would like to talk to you about the Coshocton Senior Center. Several years ago, after my husband passed, I began feeling lonely. I started going to the Senior Center and soon found out the many activities and services they offer. It has been so nice to have some place to go to meet new people, try new things, and just get out and socialize. I encourage you to call the Senior Center today at 740-622-4852 or just stop in. We'd love to meet you.
Do you know someone who is looking for a clean, cozy place to live? Tell your employees, relatives, and friends to call Bellflower Apartments at 622-6400. First floor modern apartments in a great location featuring central air, private patio, on-site laundry, and appliances are furnished. The best neighbors in Coshocton are waiting for you at Bellflower Apartments, 566 South 3rd Street, Coshocton, Ohio. We also have 2- and 3-bedroom homes for rent, 740-622-6400.
It is 10:31. We'll get to the sports update here momentarily. Let's take a phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
About the Ohio State and the Browns, I've watched both games. I'm like you, there was a big improvement in both of them. It was good.
I didn't see that much improvement in the Buckeyes. Now, it was a big win for them. In fact, I thought if there was any week they should move up in the rankings just because of the win, but there were still some troubles with the offense in particular, and they just don't look like a championship team.
No, they don't look that great, but I'll tell you what, their special teams was on top of it all, and the kicker was, he had one bad kick, but the rest of them was beautiful.
The punter, his first punt, I think, turned out to be either a 4 or 5 yard punt. It looked like it went off the side of his foot and out of bounds. I'm like, I thought that was a bad omen for the game. And not just the punter, but the Buckeyes executing on the other end and trapping it within the 5 yard line. So the punter did a great job, but the whole special teams, punt special teams did a fantastic job. And I've heard several people say the punter ought to be the MVP of the game.
Yeah, I think so too. He put them down there and on the 1 or 2 yard line pretty consistent. And that made it a little easier for us to score because we'd get the ball in pretty good field position.
Yeah, the Buckeyes definitely won the field position aspect of the game.
I thought they looked a lot better. I feel a little bit better about the Michigan game. You know, we're going to be playing them at home, so that'll be a big difference, I think. And Urban will have a way to get them fired up. And of course, they'll be fired up anyway for that game.
Well, if the Buckeyes win out and win the Big Ten championship game, a big word with that's only 2 letters, I had somebody on Saturday say to me, if they win out, then they go to the Final Four, the playoffs. And I'm not 100% convinced of that, especially after they moved down in the AP poll slot.
Right. Yeah, I don't think they're championship level.
It would mean that the Big Ten would be excluded from the top four.
Right. I watched a little bit of that Alabama game, and they're pretty tough, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't even think we'd be in the ball game, but who knows? You know, any given day you can win. So
it's happened before, and Urban Meyer's teams do have a history of cracking it up a notch. In those big games towards the end of the season. And and furthermore, whoever wins the Big Ten, Big Ten East, whether it's Ohio State or Michigan, is going to play Northwestern.
Right.
Northwestern won the Big Ten West, and I, you know, after I heard them say that, I'm like, did I hear that right? Northwestern got off to a terrible start this season, but has played very well in the Big Ten, and a lot of your weaker Big Ten teams are over in the West. So Northwestern already has earned a slot in the Big Ten championship game.
Right. And I'll tell you what, this Maryland ain't going to be no slouch. I watched them. Boy, they got some, them guys are pretty fast on there. I don't know whether we got anybody that can catch them or not. We're going to have to get them at the gate if they try to run it. Once they get gone, they're gone. I watched a little bit of that game. They're pretty fast.
Who did they play? I didn't see any of that.
I don't remember. Let's see. Who did they play? Was it it was Michigan, wasn't it?
It might have been. I didn't.
Didn't Michigan play Rutgers?
I'll look it up here in a moment.
I don't know who they played, but I don't think they. I don't know anyway. But back to the Browns. I'll tell you what. I think this coach, these guys look like they want to play football now.
They sure did on yesterday. Could see the passion in the way they were playing. You know, Mayfield running. There was one play where he, you know, picked up a fumbled ball and ran with it when he could have fallen on it. He is. I have gone from thumbs down on drafting him to thinking that he might. You know, there's some potential there for him being in the league and a Browns quarterback for a long time. He brings some grit and some fire to the field as well. But it wasn't just him yesterday. You saw it on defense. You just saw with the helmet slapping each other and they were having a good time out there. They were focused and came ready to play.
And how could that other coach leave Chubb on the bench? He's a spark plug for that team.
He was yesterday.
Yeah, he sure was. He moved the whole pile. Even when they gang tackled, he went up for a couple yards with the whole pile moving. So they just look like a different team.
Well, and it's not the yesterday's win. I don't want to they played a good team. They played a well above average team, a team that they've been playoff contenders for years with Matt Ryan at quarterback, and the Browns flat out outplayed them yesterday. Yeah. It wasn't something that went to overtime or it took a final field goal to that made or lost the game. They went out and looked like a good, solid NFL football team yesterday, and we haven't seen that from them in a long time.
No. And your old buddy got two free tickets to the game in the ninth, and he wants me to go with him. So I got my good long underwear on ready, and I expect I'll have to go.
December the 9th?
Yeah.
Who do they play?
Let's see, who do they play? I can't even think who he said.
Carolina Panthers. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. Are they any good?
Let's see. What is their record here? They've got they're good. I'll put it that way. They aren't having the season that they've had in the past, but they aren't one of the worst either. They still do have a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
So that would be another good solid win if they could pull that one off.
Right. Well, I've been up there. I've been to baseball games when it was snowing like crazy up at Cleveland, and so this will be my first one this late in the year for football. I've never been in the new stadium anyway. Last football game I think I was at was at the old stadium. So I haven't been to a ball game a football game for a while.
I haven't been to a Browns game in a long time. Been to a couple of them in the new stadium, but it's been several years.
Yeah. Well, Mike, that's all I had, bud.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. It is 10:39 and the phone lines are open until 11. Let's get our sports update now from NBC.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stash. Now with the Monday night game tonight, Giants 49ers. They're a combined 3-14. But next Monday, it's the Rams and the Chiefs, and they're a combined 18-2. And Vegas has made the over-under at 64. And that's the highest for an NFL game in 32 years. A month after the Rams went to Seattle and won 33-31, they beat the Seahawks again, this time 36-31. Todd Gurley, 120 yards on the ground. The Rams have a 4.5 game lead in the NFC West. And the Chiefs, also 9-1. Easy win over Arizona, 26-14. The Saints are 8-1. 51-14 at Cincinnati. Drew Brees, 22 of 25, 3 touchdowns. He moved past Brett Favre into second on the list of all-time career touchdown passes. He's 30 behind Peyton Manning. Louisville has fired football coach Bobby Petrino. Cardinals 2-8. NBC Sports Radio.
You're a hard-working roofing contractor, but you could always use more time. How do you get time back? Free up time with Beacon Pro Plus and its innovative estimating tool. Transform smartphone photos of your clients' homes into fully measured, customizable 3D models. Then, with the click of a button, order products like GAF's Timberline Ultra HD shingles with new StainGuard Plus technology. You work hard. Now, work smarter. Download the app today at beaconproplus.com.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third, Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today's healthcare complexes seem overwhelming to navigate. At Trinity, our intimate setting provides you with the reassurance of personalized care while offering all the might and expertise of belonging to a nationally recognized healthcare system. Give us a chance to welcome you to the family. Here at Trinity Hospital Twin City, we offer emergency care, heart and lung services, surgical services, mammography, and much more. Learn more about Trinity Hospital Twin City at trinitytwincity.org.
Locally owned and operated, Coshocton Federal Credit Union has personal loans up to $5,000 for auto repairs, broken appliances, travel expenses, and more. Stop in today or call 740-623-0527.
It is 10:42. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. The Carolina Panthers are 6-3 on the season. However, they got clobbered by the Steelers. Last Thursday, the Steelers beat them 52-21. But are the Panthers any good? Well, they are 6-3. They've got a very good defense and a competent offense. So that would be another feather if the Browns could knock off the Panthers. As it stands, the Browns are off next week. Great way to go into a bye week with that big victory yesterday over Atlanta. Phone lines are open. We'll be back in a moment.
Studies show that people with good oral health are more likely to have good overall health. That's why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet, to brush your teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes, to floss once a day, and remember to see your dentist regularly. Ohio Dental Association dentists are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association, so you know you are being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Every day in every city, town, and county in Ohio, the impact associations play is witnessed and felt. The Ohio Society of Association Executives and our members make Ohio a better place to live, work, and play. Associations serve as a resolute voice for countless industries in Ohio. Associations provide endless educational services, offer skills training, and fulfill functions that would otherwise tax the government's shrinking resources. For more information on how associations impact Ohioans every day, please visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
There's coffee. Then there's the kind of great coffee you don't find every day. But wait, you can find it every day at McDonald's. And now any size hot coffee is just $1 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. It's coffee made with 100% Arabica beans, expertly roasted and brewed fresh. Yes, any size hot coffee is just $1, only on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu for a limited time only. At participating McDonald's, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Looking to lose a few inches, add some muscle mass, or maybe just tone up a bit? Then American Health Center is the place to start. We have free weights, cardio machines, and personal trainers available on site. We also offer affordable tanning packages as well as a state-of-the-art infrared sauna. Call American Health Centers at 291-8003 or stop in at 108 Chestnut Street across from McDonald's.
Weather forecast says mostly cloudy today with high temperatures in the lower 40s. For tonight, rain and snow showers likely. Little or no snow accumulation, lows in the lower 30s. Chance of precipitation is 70%. For tomorrow, cloudy with a slight chance of rain and snow showers in the morning. Cold with near steady temperatures in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation, 20%. Currently outside our studios here in Coshocton, it is 32 degrees. The phone lines are open till 11, and, well, let's take a look at, see what happened on this date back through history. This is Monday, November the 12th. It's the 316th day of 2018. There are 49 days left in a year. Today's highlight in history, on November the 12th, 1927, Joseph Stalin became the undisputed ruler of the Soviet Union as Leon Trotsky was expelled from the Communist Party. On this date in 1866, Chinese revolutionary Sun Yat-sen, the first provisional president of the Republic of China, was born. In 1920, baseball got its first czar as Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis was elected commissioner of the American and National Leagues. In 1936, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opened as President Franklin D. Roosevelt pressed a telegraph key in Washington, D.C., giving the green light to traffic. In 1942, the World War II naval battle of Guadalcanal began. The Allies ended up winning a major victory over Japanese forces. In 1948, former Japanese Premier Hideki Tojo and several other World War II Japanese leaders were sentenced to death by a war crimes tribunal. In 1970, the Biola cyclone struck East Pakistan. It's believed 500,000 people, possibly more, were killed. Now Bangladesh. In 1977, the city of New Orleans elected its first black mayor, Ernest Dutch Morial, the winner of a runoff. In 1984, Space Shuttle astronauts Dale Gardner and Joe Allen snared a wandering satellite in history's first space salvage. The Palapa B-2 satellite was secured in Discovery's cargo bay for return to Earth. In 1987, the American Medical Association issued a policy statement saying it was unethical for a doctor to refuse to treat someone solely because that person had AIDS or was HIV positive. In 1996, a Saudi Boeing 747 jetliner collided shortly after takeoff from New Delhi, India, with a Kazakh Ilyushin 76 cargo plane, killing 349 people. In 1998, Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley filed a $433 million lawsuit against the firearms industry, declaring that it had created a public nuisance by flooding the streets with weapons deliberately marketed to criminals. A judge dismissed the lawsuit in 2000, and appeals court ruled in 2002 that the city of Chicago could proceed, but the Illinois Supreme Court dismissed the lawsuit in 2004. In 2001, the American Airlines Flight 587 and Airbus A300 headed to the Dominican Republic, crashed after takeoff from New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, killing all 260 people on board and five people on the ground. 10 years ago, same-sex marriages began in Connecticut a month after the state Supreme Court ruled that gays had the right to wed. Also 10 years ago, Kenny Chesney took home his fourth Entertainer of the Year trophy at the CMA Awards. Mitch Mitchell, the England-born drummer for the Jimi Hendrix Experience, was found dead in his hotel room in Portland, Oregon at age 61. 5 years ago, an international panel of architects announced that the new World Trade Center Tower in New York would replace Chicago's Willis Tower as the nation's tallest building upon its completion. It was 5 years ago that Terry Francona of the Cleveland Indians won the American League Manager of the Year Award in a close vote, and Clint Hurdle of the Pittsburgh Pirates was a runaway winner in the National League after both guided small-budget teams to the postseason. 1 year ago, President Donald Trump said he believed U.S. intelligence agencies, which concluded that Russia meddled in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, but that he also believed that Russia's Vladimir Putin felt that Russia did not interfere. Trump exchanged taunts with North Korea's leader, tweeting, "Why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat?" A powerful earthquake shook the border between Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500 people. Syndicated gossip columnist Liz Smith died at the age of 94. Today's birthday, singer Brian Hyland is 75. Actor playwright Wallace Shawn turns 75 today. Sportscaster Al Michaels turns 74. Country gospel singer Barbara Fairchild turns 68. Actress Megan Mullally is 60 today. Olympic gold medal gymnast Nadia Comaneci turns 57. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star Sammy Sosa turns 50 today. Figure skater Tanya Harding is 48. Actress Rebecca Wisocki turns 47. Singer Tevin Campbell is 42. Actor Ryan Gosling is 38. Actress Anne Hathaway is 36. And actress Macy Cruthard is 26. The thought for today, it's all right to have a train of thoughts if you have a terminal. And that comes from Richard R. Bowker, American publisher who lived from 1848 to 1933. It is 8 minutes till the top of the hour. Let's take another phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, about fair to middling, I guess.
Just fair to middling after that win yesterday?
Well, it's kind of cold outside. I just got home from running errands. Anyways, Saturday night at midnight on Channel 10, they've got a program called All Access Browns or something or other. It used to be the Hugh Jackson Show, but that's not
okay.
But anyways, they got Bernie Kosar and some other guy on there, and they did a little interview with the new play caller, offensive coordinator, Kitchens. And he was a quarterback 4 years in college, I guess. And he said that as a player and all these coaching jobs he's had, with running backs and quarterbacks and all these jobs he's had, one thing he's learned is if you don't like the play that's being called, it might not go well. And he said that he was going to get involved with the offensive line, the running backs, and, of course, quarterbacks, and find out what plays they like to play, which plays that they like. Because if they like them, you know, that's because they're good at them. And if they don't like them, that's because they don't do good at them, and they're, you know, they can't execute well. And then after the game, they had a little interview with Mayfield, and Mayfield was just, he was jubilant. He says, you know what? He says, we don't call plays that we don't like to run. And he goes, they call plays that we like to run. And I just think it's, you know, awesome that Kitchen thinks that way, because he was a four-year quarterback in college. I can't remember which college he went to. They flashed on the screen there. But, yeah, he's got everybody up-tempoed. And remember when I'd call in and I'd just say about Haley, the stupid plays he keeps calling. And I said, the only reason I can think, you know, because he was from the Steeler program, and so much was expected from him, I thought, why is he calling these stupid plays? And I went, well, maybe he wants Coach Jackson to be fired so he can get a head coaching job.
Yeah, if that was the case, that kind of backfired on him.
Yeah. And I can say with Kitchens, I can only say one play he called was stupid.
Probably the same one I'm thinking of. Trying to pass it to Mayfield.
Yeah. They were doing fancy stuff, you know. And that one went too far.
Yeah, that play would have worked if the guy that threw the pass was accurate. It was just a terrible throw. It was awful.
Yeah, and I couldn't see the number on his jersey.
I saw it. I looked at the box score yesterday, and I forget who it was.
Well, I got a paper. I picked up the paper while I was in town, so that'll probably have in there one pass interception, whatever
yeah.
The guy says. And then maybe a couple of bad calls. But otherwise, I was ecstatic over what happened. And
you could see it in the body language, though. It was just they played a good, solid game. They beat a good team, but you could just tell by the way they were carrying themselves on the field. Not just Mayfield either. The body language indicated that they were ready to play. They had some fire in their bellies.
Yeah, because with Haley, he was just calling plays, whether the offense was good at him or bad at him or whatever. He was calling plays, and they had to run the plays. And with Kitchen, the playbook, you know, what they're saying is the playbook didn't change. It's the same playbook, except all the plays that the Browns are no good at and they don't like running, they're not doing them.
That seems like a pretty simple strategy, but it sure was effective yesterday.
Yeah, and then they did throw in a new twist with they're putting three backs in the backfield.
Yeah.
And that's where they started getting tricky, and they just went one too many. So I'm thinking now we got to play the Bengals twice.
The Bengals are going through some tough times right now.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, we got Schobert back off injury. So, I gotta give kudos to Dorsey again, because he had, the backup guys, Kerry, and I can't remember who the other guy was that came in. They did great on filling in for, two of our guys that are down for the year in the backfield. And that Perryman, that wide receiver that we got, that they said used to be a Baltimore Raven, and he did a good job too. So I can't wait to see what Dorsey does with the offensive line next year, this offseason. Well, you're running out of time. I'm going to get off the air.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. It is 10:58, and I will be back one more time right after this.
Which of these can be a hazard to your health? Shoveling snow, doing yard work, washing down walls, your daily workout, or moving furniture, it turns out everyday tasks can cause you a problem, and that's why it's important for everyone to receive an exam from Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center. This creates a unique profile to which can be used to help develop a protection plan for you. Best of all, a visit to Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center helps us detect, treat, or prevent health problems before they become serious. Contact us for an appointment at the Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center at 622-3677 or stop in our office at 649 Walnut Street in Coshocton.
With financing as low as 0% on select models, now is the time to head to Jeff Drennan Ford. We have 0% for 72 months on brand new Ford Fusions. Plus, check out our impressive pre-owned inventory. We have the inventory and the financing regardless of your budget or credit history. If you are looking for a Ford dealership that you can trust and count on, come and see us at Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street in Coshocton, or visit us 24/7 at jeffdrennan.com. Remember, if you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Current price times 1,000 acres, carry the one.
These days, it's hard to make the math work for your soybean fields. The BASF Liberty Link system with Liberty Herbicide makes it easier. Start with a 2-plus bushel per acre yield advantage. Add in lower system input costs and more complete weed control, and you get an extra $33 or more of profit potential per acre compared to Asgrow Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Grow smart with Liberty Link and BASF. Always read and follow label directions.